Today's Daily Torah is dedicated by Rina Lankry in the memory and for the sake of the ascent of the soul of her father, David ben Moshe, who passed away suddenly a couple of weeks ago. May his memory be a blessing and may he be a good advocate for his entire family always. There was once a person who sold both gasoline and perfume. And it was in the old days when you used to have to fill up and measure these things out with cups. And so whenever a person would come to this man and say, I want to buy some gasoline, the guy would say, there out in the backyard is where I keep the gasoline tanks. Go take a couple of cups and fill them and measure them out for yourself. I don't want to get myself all smelly. But whenever any person would come to buy perfume, the guy would say, come, I'll measure it out for you. I just love going into that warehouse where the perfume is, because when I get to measure it out with you, then I get to smell the smell and also the smell stays on me. That interesting parable is the parable that the Gemara in Yuma, the Talmud, the sages give for the following idea that we are taught by the sages, that anyone that ever wants to come to purify themselves, misayinlay, God helps you. But if anyone wants to become impure, habalatame, if a person wants to make themselves impure, poischenlay, then God just opens up for you. If you want to purify yourself, if you want to make decisions in your life based on the one knowledge that God is all that exists and the most important thing in your life, and you want to build your life in such a way, misayinlay, then God helps you. It's like you're getting perfume. And so Hashem wants to openly, in a revealed way, want to be a part of it. But on the other hand, if a person wants to become impure, then God opens up the trap door and allows you to fall downwards, but doesn't, so to speak, take part of it. You see, one of the most important things we need to realize about the fact that God has no form is therefore the form that God takes in our lives is up to us. The fact that God has absolutely no particular representation or particular way of being, therefore allows for the fact that each and every one of us, the relationship and the way that we make God manifest in our lives, that form, that representation for our subjective experience of God is totally based on how we make decisions on our own and how to construct our lives in such a way that God is the main focus of our life. But each and every one of us has to construct our own lives and have true freedom and free choice, which is not just a theological concept, but real free choice is an avoda, an every single day, we choosing how we're going to make God manifest in our day, every single day. But you see, the way that you understand this Gemara, this piece from the sages, one can understand on a simple level, which is that your relationship with God, God gives you in your life perfume, or gasoline, smelly stuff, or delicious smelling stuff, based on what you choose. And then God either like sends you out back to get the gasoline, he like opens up the trap door and lets you just fall into the impurity. Or if you are pure, then God actually helps you get the perfume when you're actually doing good positive stuff, then you actually have God with you helping you get the perfume. But based on what Chassidus teaches, that Einoid Mavade, that only God exists. So then, how do we understand that piece from the Talmud? What does it mean that God tells you, God said that the person that sells the gasoline sends you like to the smelly warehouse and says, go get it yourself? It means that God's light has to manifest as the outback, as the outside, as the sitra achra of the side of impurity. You're making God's light manifest as a smelly outside creepy warehouse with cigarette butts and cockroaches and pieces of gum, and that's how God's life, that's how your days become, that's how our lives manifest those times. And it's like out back, and it's like God is not there, even though of course he is, because nothing exists other than God, but one can never feel that. But like the Mizrach Magid said, that if the one foot upon which one is standing, if the decisions that one makes always in life is based on that I want God's light to be manifesting in the world, not as some creepy, smelly, dangerous warehouse in the waterfront with broken windows, and I could go on and on, but I want my life to be a beautiful perfume store. I want my life, I want God to openly be helping me and revealing His light as great, delicious-smelling things. I want to have dveikus. I want to always having a chibur, a connection with Hashem. If the guiding light and principle of my life is that I want God's light to be manifesting as perfume, then almost always I'll know not only what decisions to make, but how to make that openly manifest that God is the only thing in my life and what's being manifest as what I am. In other words, free choice in life is not whether I'm always one with God, it's whether I'm making God manifest as smelly gasoline or perfume. But you also understand that it's not just about halacha and just about following the rules and regulations of Torah. We understand with the same parable that the sages are teaching us and the same understanding of the Maggid that it's also how we view whatever happens day to day in our lives. Do we view our life as gasoline or perfume? Because a lot of times life is not up to us, the choices we make. But because God has no form, and the way the image, the representation of God subjectively in our lives is up to us, no matter whatever is happening in your life, you still get to have free choice if you look at it as perfume or gasoline. May we always see the whole world as God's perfume. The whole world should radiate with the smell of God's perfume. May we see that in all we do and feel it in all we do until finally the whole world will be openly smelling with the infinite beauty of God with the coming of Mashiach.